Straight Dope, No Bullsh. I'm Mike Fisher. It's Breakfast at Fishinny's. This is the Fishbowl. That is the star. We will be inside the building today. Thank you so much for your participation in Fish at Six last night, where we threw around, what did we come up with, about 18 cowboy coaching names with what we hope is some insight that adds to the realities of this thing. I don't know how many times we have to say it. I'm not speaking for Deion Sanders. I'm continuing to tell you what Deion Sanders says. He's not interested in being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. As I've made a point repeatedly here, it's weird that Deion's own supporters, God bless them, and Deion likes to talk about the truth. Deion's own supporters won't accept his own truth. He keeps saying no. He did it again last night in a thing with Michael Irvin. No, I like where I'm at. Time can change things. Money can change things. Jerry can change things. But maybe we should, you know, maybe we should believe the guy when he says what he says. So we move on now to the people who are definitely going to be in control. And that's the Joneses. Get in, get on, be good. Bring something of intellect to the table, please. Only three slappies allowed per program. And thank you for hitting the like button. That beats the algorithms and gives you YouTube power. Also, there's many of you, and I hope this is this thing's working. You know, we do this every morning at 7:20, every evening at 6. And so you should be getting an alert. If you subscribe to what we do here, you should be getting an alert telling you, hey, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You know, make sure you've got that alert set up so we can have 72,000 of us hang out like we have been for some time now. Accountability. We hear about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. I want to try to offer some clarity when it comes to Fish. You need to hold Jerry and Steven accountable. It's a matter of record that the management of the Dallas Cowboys entered the 2024 season without their customary mention of Super Bowl dreams. Think back. This might be the first, maybe it's the second time in the last 33 years that Jerry Jones didn't talk about Super Bowl. I don't think he said the words. He talked about contending. He talked about being good. He talked about improving. He said a lot of things. If you can find an example that proves me wrong, I'll take it. I don't think for all the talk that Jerry has done since February about the 2024 Cowboys that he ever mentioned Super Bowl as a goal. And why? Well, because they knew what we know and what you now know. This year, not that they didn't want to win this year. They were going to try to win with what they had. But this was going to be a blow it up lead up season in preparation for a 2025 remodel. How's that going to go? Are they capable enough to do it? Will they bumble their way? We'll get there. We'll get there when we get there. That's next January, February, March. January, February, March, and April, because we'll include the draft, of course. They get their blowout loss to the Eagles. They sit at 3-6. Management still isn't quite willing to admit to that plan, and that's fine. I don't need a hug. Jerry was on 105.3 The Fan this a couple weeks ago, and somebody asked about a soft rebuild, and he said yes. And then the next week, took it back. They just don't want to say it. Organic tanking, they're not going to say that, let alone tanking. Not going to say any of that. But they damn sure also didn't say Super Bowl. So this thing keeps crumbling. Dak Prescott in New York. Cooper Rush has a sore neck that happened at the beginning of that game. I mean, he'll play against Houston. They'll probably get slaughtered against Houston. I'll be there, of course, at AT&T Stadium, going like that, you know, watching the game like this, like you probably are now, like that. That's a Star Trek deal. But you know, his neck hurts, his head hurts, his this hurts, his hamstring off the bone over here. Trying to fix Micah Parsons over there. You know, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, the Micah Parsons thing is so gross and weird and ugly, even though he didn't mean to say it the way he said it. Aaron Rodgers has come to the defense of Mike McCarthy. Diddly diddly dink, really? Micah Parsons' comments, accidental. He thinks it's outrageous as being criticized. His comments were so outrageous that Aaron Rodgers finds himself having to defend Mike McCarthy. So, let's hold him accountable. They did this. They created this. Jerry's been managing businesses for 60 years. He knew this could happen. He didn't want it to happen. He didn't hope for it to happen. He didn't plan for it to happen, but he's aware. He was aware. It happens. And not just in football. It happens in this would happen in your business. If you ran your business the way the Cowboys ran this plan this year, hey, everybody here that works in the donut shop or the shoe company, we're not going to invest in this year. We're going to invest in next year, and you might not be here. Lorenzo Diaz, who holds Jerry accountable? What a great question. Funny you should ask that, since that's what this entire show is about. Hold them accountable. Get them. Management is accountable for all the things that are broken. So, 34-6 and 3-6 and all in and lame duck and blow it up. Heads should roll. But heads can't roll because the guys whose heads would be on the block are the same guys who operate the guillotine. That's French. I guess they could theoretically put their own head in the guillotine and have arms long enough to reach the rope. They're not cutting off their own heads. We've talked about over the years, Dylan and Mikey and Steve and Papa and Lorenzo and Devin and S and the rest, 72,000 fish heads in Cowboy Nation. Would you fire yourself? Do I have an audio? Please don't tell me I have an audio problem. Do I have an audio problem? No. I'm checking. Good. Thank you. Would you fire yourself? This wasn't exactly a defense of Jerry Jones from me years ago. It was more about the facts of the situation. Jerry Jones wanted his name on the front door. He thought it was important to be, that was his version of accountability, and it's ego-driven. Listen, the Maverick Bar, I would have named it something about fish, except you can't name a bar, you can't have a bar with the word fish in it, because people will think you're serving fish. So that didn't work. So I have no problem with putting my name on my thing. This is the Fish Report. Is that ego or is that branding? Scott Lynn. Scott Lynn is on the Fish Premium. Fish, I just got my blow it up shirt. There it is. It came quickly in the mail. Thank you, Broken Halo. The Uncle Fish store is below. Listen, at some point we get to have fun here, right? There's the blow it up shirt. And it's pretty badass. No, I don't think I'm going to wear it to the star today. So you want your name on the front door because it's part of the brand, because you have an ego and because that's your accountability. Vinny Hagan, nice shirt. I know. Max, this year has not been fun at all. No, it has not. But you got to grab your enjoyment when you can. Steve from Texas, I am ordering that shirt. John Hall must be little Johnny because he said we can't have a classroom discussion without him. Fine, welcome. Yeah, Joey, but Fish Heads Bar and Grill, it just couldn't have done it because people would think we're serving fish. I'm making chili for the neighborhood chili cook-off this Sunday. I can't call it Fish's Chili. They'll think the chili has fish in it. It's my curse. It's my branding curse. So Jerry put his name on the door 35 years ago. That's as close to accountability as you're going to get. There are owners who, I mean, it's their team. They own it. They're involved in the running of it. And they never meet with the media. And they never answer any questions. And so that's a different sort of lack of accountability. Good morning, sugar. Stephen Jones, COO, Jerry's son, asked the other day about accountability. I think this was on Monday after the Eagles loss, after on 105 Through the Fan. And the specific question, and it's a good question, was about accountability. Mark, Jerry should reassess his role as GM. He's not the team builder he once was. I think that is first of all, Mark, that's a very reasoned take. As opposed to, Jerry sucks. I appreciate your reasoning there. And I think your reasoning is universally accepted, except by one guy. Except by one guy. Michael Cox, Uncle Fish Premium. The 49ers and Chiefs ownership allow their generals to run all the football, 100%. In fact, I can't even... Right now, is it the York family that's still involved in the 49er ownership? I can't even remember who owns the 49ers. That's how out of the picture they are. Hunt family, not so much. Hunt family, a little different. But obviously, whatever the Chiefs are doing, it's working. The Hunt family is very much front and center. Of course, very prominent family here in Dallas as well. Listen, the lovely granddaughter, Gracie Hunt, well, the daughter, is a Instagram influencer girl who every Sunday morning is wearing a new red outfit to the game. That's branding. That's marketing. But clearly it doesn't get in the way. Gracie Hunt doesn't get in the way we can argue that Cowboys branding gets in the way. John Lake, Jerry has said that our way of operating has less layers. That's why he thinks his system is better. There's an advantage to it. But again, Jerry is, he's piecemealing the answer here. He's picking a piece of an answer when he does that. And he's done it to me a million times. The streamlined aspect. It's true. There are other organizations. If you want to do something big, if the coach wants to do something big, or the general manager wants to do something big, he's got to go through channels. Here, boom, they don't have to go through channels. They just do it. That could be an advantage if you know what you're doing. The other thing Jerry likes to do, and a lot of people, this is a husband and wife argument. He did this on the Sun and the Curtains the other day on the Fan. And it's clever, but it's deceptive. Eberg, there is no advantage to Jerry's method of being a general manager. Yes, there is. There is an advantage to it. There is an advantage. Think of it this way. Again, you got to do it right, but the concept is advantageous. Greg Popovich in San Antonio doesn't have to ask anybody to do anything. Bill Belichick, for the most part, in New England, doesn't have to ask anybody to do anything. Eberg, that's the advantage. That's the streamline. Now, all Jerry has to do is be as good as Bill Belichick and Greg Popovich, and we got ourselves a deal. Jerry did it the other day on The Fan, the same thing that a husband has done to a wife. When she says, you know, why are you out gambling? Why are you out drinking? Why are you out chasing? Why? Jerry's answer to the son thing is, and I'm paraphrasing, if you think that's the biggest issue we got here, you know. Now, Jerry, nobody said it's the biggest issue. You got 1,000 issues. It's one of the 1,000 issues. That doesn't just, and so the wife says, you got to quit drinking. And what? And the husband says, well, at least you think my drinking is the issue? At least I don't womanize and gamble. That's not the point. The point is what you are doing wrong. Steve from Texas, you better not be talking to me. Lose some weight. I'm 6'1", 198. Minnesota Ice and Texas Steel. Jerry's concept of management, football, is fine. He just got the wrong guy doing it. And why do we say he's the wrong guy? Because there's a track record. The only way to prove who's good and who's not at this job is the results. It's the only way to prove it. And Jerry's positive results are from 35 years ago. So Steven's on The Fan and he's asked about, here the question is specifically, what kind of repercussions do you and Jerry face when the team isn't good? This is why I tell you guys all the time, and by the way, thank you for subscribing to what we do here. Love to have you tell your friends who like the Cowboys, love the Cowboys, and want to know more about the NFL and the way things works. And we do barroom classroom here. You listen to me, I listen to you. Invite them in here. Would you please do it today? And also go to cowboyscountry.com. Steven, what kind of repercussions do you and Jerry face when you suck? Steven's answer. And he says a mouthful. I just think we have to look at how we get better. Yeah, but Stephen, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, what kind of repercussions do you face? And that's just what we'll continue to do. But Stephen, that's not what I asked you. I asked you about repercussions. We had a good run where we won 12 games in 3 consecutive seasons. I know, Stephen, but that's not what I asked you. I think only Kansas City has done a better job in the last 3 years. I know, Stephen, but that's not what I asked you. At the same time, we didn't have the success in the postseason that we wanted. But that's not what I asked you. There's a great, and again, Stephen is no dummy. It was Colin Powell who wrote a book about the art of the interview, or at least one chapter was about the art of the interview. By the way, Micah Parsons, you need to read Colin Powell's writings on the subject of the art of the interview. There is a way of answering questions and talking without saying anything. You know who they ought to bring in? The great Jay Novacek could go in that building right now and teach these kids a lesson on how to meet your media obligations and talk without saying anything. The art of the interview is what I'm calling it. So one more time, listen to this now. Stephen, pointed question. What are the repercussions that you and Jerry face when the team isn't good? Stephen's answer is, I just think we have to look at how we get better. And that's what we continue to do. We had a good run. We had 12 games. I think only Kansas City did a better job. But at the same time, we didn't have the success of postseason. That's not the answer. It's his answer. That's Colin Powell's teaching is, I don't have to answer your question your way. I can answer your question my way. It's very clever, but it doesn't address the issue. Stephen, do you think the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys should be under heat for this season of failure or for 30 years of failure? And Stephen's answer is, I just think we have to look at how we get better. And this is what I want us to understand. There are things that are going to get better. There are things that are going to get fixed. They will. The Cowboys are on the verge now of starting 3-8. Okay? I will bet you that next year's Cowboys don't start 3-8. That's a really safe bet. It's not the Joneses' fault that they own the team. It's good in so many ways. It might, however, be their fault that they also run the team. The fact is, and this causes an angry reaction among the fan base, but I'm trying to help us understand. When some people say, why don't you hold their feet to the fire? You should ask harder questions. Fish, you should yell at Jerry more. The fact is, there are no immediately tangible repercussions to a billionaire losing a football game. They're not. And as much as anything, just like when the Chiefs lose a football game, there's no immediate tangible repercussions to Mr. Hunt. They lose a bunch of football games, however, Mr. Hunt fires the general manager and fires the coach. There are no repercussions. Dylan, happy birthday. AD, Fish, you could have your own bar, my Sugar's Bar. Sugar's Bar, that's not a bad idea. That's a good one. There are no repercussions. Now, you could bring in a general manager, in theory, and then you could blame him when things go wrong. Or you could bring in a general manager or another Will McClay. And again, Will McClay has general manager level power. Name Will McClay general manager. What does that really do? He's already here. There is not going to be a drastic change in the way this front office does its business. And we're going to have to live with that. That's pretty factual. And then you have to live with this. And this isn't a death knell. This isn't doom and gloom. It's just the fact. There are never going to be repercussions against ownership. Ever. And that part of it is like the Chiefs and is like the 49ers. This fan base now, you're still watching. I think you're still buying, kind of. You're still caring, definitely. And you pray that Stephen and Jerry also care. Despite the fact that they are billionaires who are insulated and truly uninfluenced by these big 25-cent words like repercussions and accountability. Fish out.